Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us today. Can you start by telling us a bit about who you are?
Yeah, so my name is Ryan Seberg, and I appreciate you guys having me today. I'm the co-founder of Ear Systems, Inc., the world's most robust electronic prescribing platform. I went to high school here in Chattanooga at the Baylor School, and Chattanooga's been my home base for the past, decade or so since high school. So I'm excited to be here, and thank y'all.
Ryan, can you tell us a bit about Ear Systems and what your company does?
Yeah, so I guess I'll just tell you real quick the story of how everything got started. So I was actually playing professional football for about 4 years. And in my fourth year, I ended up having this, catastrophic career-ending injury where I, hurt my elbow really bad. And I'd have this two-year surgery and recovery. And when I came home, I'd have surgery. And they kept giving me all these, Oxycontin. I kept getting all these different pain medication pills. And I was refusing them. And I just remember thinking at the time, me and my brother both had people we cared about, people we loved, that had succumbed to opioid addiction. For some of our friends passed away. We were having to deal with people close to us who were addicted. And my brother at the time, we're very different. He was always he was that guy on the internet doing stuff I still don't understand. And he was always talking about this thing called blockchain, Bitcoin, blockchain, blockchain, blockchain. And honestly, I didn't know what to say because it annoyed me and my mom. So I started researching it myself. And I remember looking it up and telling him, I was like, Tyler, I called him one day. I was like, Tyler, there's got to be a way we can track these drugs using blockchain. And that's kind of where the light bulb went off. And so our father's been a physician for about 30 years. He used to work at Erlanger, ran their ER. And so the more we spoke to him and other doctors, we realized it wasn't really on the patients of why the opioid crisis was so bad. It was all the different barriers that were set up for physicians that didn't allow them to do their job efficiently or effectively. And so we ended up finding the pain points for physicians and really just diving into those. And that kind of is what created our product, Pager Prescriptions, which is a full electronic prescribing platform that saves doctors time, saves hospitals money, and saves patient lives. And we're really excited about where we're going, and we're excited to be based out of Chattanooga.
Ryan, why is this work important to you? And can you describe the impact it has on people in our community?
Yeah, so basically, I've seen firsthand what opioids do. My brother has seen firsthand what opioids do. So really, right now with a lot of hospitals, you go in there, the doctor has 1,000 different clicks to get through. A lot of times, a lot of local clinics, they can only see patients for 3.5 days because the other day and a half during the week, they're filing paperwork, they're sending out requests, they're dealing with pharmacies. So a lot of times, that's one thing we've realized is a lot of patients feel like they're not ever heard by their physicians. And so with Pager Prescriptions, we focus on giving the patient a voice, giving the patient and the physician that ability to form that relationship that allows them to offer better patient care so people don't slip through the cracks. So you get all the information to provide the best treatment possible. So instead of someone, falling through the cracks and getting addicted, the doctor can head this off and get in the right direction. He can pass information along. He can make sure he's staying compliant, following all regulations, which leads to better patient care, which leads to less addiction, less death rates, and allows you to basically be healthier and allows patients to be healthier and happier. And that's at the end of the day what we want to do. We want to, we want to stop the opioid crisis in its tracks. But, we're trying to do it one step at a time and make physicians' jobs easier at the same time.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.